Send a movie idea.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it will get the chance to have dinner with Anthea Turner.
Lovely.
I'm Joel, a man who puts the sin in easiness, and across from me is John Harris, a man who cites Street Sharks as the greatest television show of the last 30 years.
Fact, true fact.
It's just great.
They had like shark heads, but they had human legs and arms.
You remember the show, yeah?
And jeans.
Yeah, they wore jeans.
Three-quarter length jeans.
They're from the street, mate. They're from the street. Can you remember any of their names?
No.
What?
I just remember the general aesthetic and the toys.
Okay, so you've got Ripster.
Yeah.
He could make a comeback, I think.
Just Ripster?
Yeah.
Like a gritty remake?
Like a gritty hipster. Hipster Sharks. Jab?
Yeah.
Streaks? Which is dodgy. There's a dodgy one coming up in a minute. Big Slamu?
Big Slamu?
Yep.
Not having that.
And then Dr. Robert Bolton. Their allies included Moby Lick. I mean, come on. When the word you're replacing is dick and you're using lick on a children's TV show, Street Sharks was the sexiest thing on TV.
It was just like another thing you'd watch instead of Turtles, isn't it? Am I underplaying the majesty of a Street Shark?
Yeah, who would win in a fight? Turtles or sharks? Sharks are the natural predator.
Yeah, I think it would be the sharks. I think it would be embarrassing, actually. It just, they'd show up and get torn to shreds.
And yet the Turtles, mate. Film franchises, the lot. Street Sharks.
Too dangerous.
Consigned to the history book, they were too cool and dangerous. They were too sexy.
That's what they...
The reason Turtles made it so far is that their names were more family friendly.
Yeah.
If there had been a turtle called Nobbo, they never would have got anywhere. I think we could all agree with that.
Lick Whittington.
Charles Lickens.
Charles Lickens.
If you're listening to this, why not send us your names?
Well, your dick
where
names.
Dick could be replaced with lick. It's a fun game. It's a fun game. Moby Lick. Anyway, John, how about some film suggestions?
I haven't got any, mate, sorry.
All right, see you later.
All right, I got this one emailed in. So Ellie has sent us in a film idea, a screenshot of an article that states Nintendo is reportedly making a Mario movie with the studio behind Minions, and she wants to know what our contribution would be, because frankly they're going to get it wrong.
They've already made the best Super Mario film.
What?
The Super Bob Mario? Hoskins film. Have you seen it?
Yeah, but it was a long time
ago.
Yeah,
it was a long time ago. I'd like to rewatch it.
I wouldn't. So you'd be by yourself on that one.
They could do it. They can do it, can't they?
The issue,
they're lovable characters. The issue is the voice. It is the voice.
Saying anything more than
"Wahey!" Yippah! Yeah.
Or it's an hour and a half and he doesn't say anything more
than
those.
That would be great. Silent comedy. I'll be up for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually quite good. And it's by the director of, well, apparently it's the team behind Minions. So they're, look, you can say what you like about Minions. I actually personally am pro-Minion. But even if you're anti-Minion, you know that they're pretty good at slapstick.
Yeah, true. So the next stage for them, instead of having a supporting cast that can't speak. It's just to have an entire cast that can't speak. The big issue with that is hearing Mario speak. It's not right.
Yeah. On the subject of actually Super Game characters speaking, did you ever hear... So when was this? Like 2 years ago now? When Pokemon Go just like blew up.
Yeah.
And so obviously, once again... And this news story is because of the fact Mario Odyssey, which you spoke about a couple of weeks ago, just blowing up. So... obviously, film companies suddenly come in and plant their flag. So when it happened with Pokemon Go, they bought the rights, not to a Pokemon film specifically, but Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I remember seeing this.
And do you know anything about Detective Pikachu?
It didn't have a really deep voice. Yeah. It was proper like Columbo.
So is that how we solve Mario? Instead of him being like, when he's like, opens his mouth, he's like, hello.
Oh, that'd be sad though, wouldn't it?
It's a me, Mario. And this is my pal. It's Yoshi.
You're just making it sound like Goodfellas or something, which I would also be up for.
Waluigi. It's just funny saying the names in a deep voice.
It is simple. Good. I'm gonna have a go. Bowser. Oh, he does sort of sound like that, doesn't he? That was so rubbish. Do you want one from me?
Yeah, go on.
So Annabelle has pitched us Train Spotting. Now that exists, right?
Yeah,
we've all seen it. She's saying, forget the drugs. This is about Train Spotters.
Forget the drugs?
Yeah.
Are there going to be any allegories or any, like, is it the same plot, the same characters? Is it Renton and all that?
This
lot?
Is straight up about Train Spotting. Have you ever, what's your experience with Train Spotters?
Just sometimes if I get a train on a Saturday, I'll see a man in an anorak with a clipboard and I go, Train Spotter.
Yeah. So, my granddad was an avid Train Spotter. My uncle dabbled. Actually, no, he was pretty into it as well. And they tried to hoodwink me into Train Spotting as a kid by selling it as like an exciting hobby. It's not, mate. It's like some sort of cult.
Yeah, what...
So that's what I'm thinking.
What do they get out of it?
Oh, right. So, they just have notebooks full of numbers of trains. It looks like the scribblings of a serial killer.
Because it is the scribblings of a serial killer.
This is what I'm thinking. Am I related to two serial killers? No, so... They try and hoodwink you into it, some sort of cool cult-like thing to be in, right? Like, actually looking at trains is really fun. And they'll make, like, pilgrimages to see specific trains. You see that video online recently on Twitter?
No.
There were all those train spotters queued up to see the Flying Scotsman, because it's obviously a rare occasion.
Yeah.
And as it was about to go past them, another train overtook it on the outside. And, like, it's perfectly timed so that train overtakes it in line with when they would have seen the train. We'll tweet
gruesome.
That. Have a look for the Dream Factory Twitter at Dream Factory Pod, and you'll see that video. It's fucking dynamite. So train spotters, and they get pretty pissed off, so they can get angry. So what I'm thinking is, kids stop want to be train spotters because of, you know, iPads,
because of
the aforementioned Mario,
inherently dull
vloggers, the fact that it's inherently dull. But newfangled hobbies are replacing the train spotters. So train spotters are dying out. So I reckon they go for like some sort of rebrand,
okay,
in a bid to attract kids.
A different vehicle?
No. It's still trains.
Jet ski spotting.
Jet ski spotting. No, but they pay a top-level vlogger to sponsor a train.
So their kids going to the train station with their clipboard waiting for, like, the Zoella train.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? And I could totally see that happening.
Yeah, but it's actually a satanic cult.
Well, and also the fact that would suggest that train spotters have enough money to make a Zoella train. I don't think they do.
No, that's... Oh, how many advent calendars?
That is a reference I got, but a lot of people weren't, that she just... Recently it came out that she made really expensive advent calendars. And
She's not making them, mate.
To be fair, it would be worth the 50 quid if she was hand-making them.
It would be, yeah.
But it turns out like the value of the objects inside doesn't really add up anywhere near to 50 quid.
But so what does it in anywhere? Break apart the components of my shoes. They're not worth 70 quid.
No, but when you get something like that, for instance, like say like a Loot Crate or a Geek Box, the whole point is you're supposed to buy a bundle because of the fact that the contents are worth more.
Yeah, that's what I do with my shoes. And I put them together. No, I take your point on that. That's fair enough.
Also, when I said train spotting was inherently dull, I feel like I immediately want to take that back.
What? Why? Who's going to?
I don't want the train spotting community against you. I don't want the train spotting community against me. Do they have any control over trains? Or do they? If I went home to see my family for the weekend and took the train, all they would do is tut at me because they don't have any control.
You think they haven't got any control? I reckon they're like the Masons.
And so, like every time I'd get to a train, the door would close and I'd be pushing it.
Yeah, I reckon. something happened at, on one of the platforms at Southern Rail. Maybe they prohibited train spotters from like visiting, and they've just fucked the train since then.
That's it. And so one of the kids wants to get out of the train spotting community.
Yeah.
But the train spotters, using their powers, makes this kid's life a living hell.
Yeah.
So the other kids are too scared to leave, and that's the kind of like the midway point where the kids have to band together to take over the train spotting community because they're all evil.
There you go. All train spotters are evil.
Oh, from dull to evil.
Yeah.
Easy. Sorry, guys.
John, how about another one?
This one's from Claire. It is Edward Paperhands and Edward Rockhands.
Yes, the forgotten two brothers.
I haven't seen Scissorhands, but... I assume they have the same makeup and stuff, and they just have different...
Yeah, I think they're probably... what would their parents be?
What parents would create people who
rock,
are
paper, scissors?
With rock, paper, scissors hands?
Yeah, so Edward Scissorhands, he lives alone in the mountains, maybe? There's snow, I remember that much.
Cool.
And obviously life's pretty tough, because he's got scissors for hands.
Yeah, must be.
Becomes a hairdresser, but things go horribly wrong, because he's a freak. But... How have the other two of the triplets made their way in the world? What are they doing? Edward and Rockhands, I could see being more applicable to like some sort of manual labour.
Yeah.
But Edward Paperhands is going to struggle.
Rockhands could work in demolition, destroying old buildings and stuff.
Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah.
That's really handy. Whereas Paperhands, here's my question for you, mate. If you write on the paper, can that be replaced?
Great point.
So can he work for one golf sale, or can he sort of move around and advertise several golf sales?
I think he like dispenses it like a printer out of his hands.
Like, with stuff printed on it?
Yeah, why not?
Custom prints.
I don't know. I think we need to get more into the parents, because you're right. What parents create three brothers who have different material hands and decides to call them all Edward?
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Also, not the main point, bone of contention. Really, what's the genetic makeup here? And how's that happening?
Of Edward in the first place, Tim Burton, get in touch. How, like, what happened? What genetically, what happens to make your fingers scissors?
Yeah, childbirth must have been a real struggle.
Because they're actual scissors, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the sort of blades.
But they're not skin that's scissor-like.
No. And it's not like a Wolverine situation.
I don't think this film holds up scientifically, frankly.
Almost definitely not.
Under microscope, I realised that actually Timmy B probably was lying to us, mate.
Is that old Mickey microscope hands?
Big Fish is a lie as well, I've heard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've not seen Big Fish.
And The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, none of this is true.
Yeah, none of it. Apparently Timmy B doesn't
know. What about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the remake?
Oh, no, that one's real.
Yeah, that's good. It's the original of that that's not real, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why they redid it.
The remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is Johnny Depp loses his mind and is inspired by the original film to recreate the events in a slightly shitter way.
Yeah, that's right. With Crispin Glover. Always nice to see Crispin Glover, because his dad is friends with me on Facebook.
Eddie, you going to explain? Or?
I don't know if I want to, but...
No, leave it.
But Crispin Glover's dad is friends with me on Facebook, and he once wrote on my wall. And that's all you need to know. I am Facebook friends with Crispin Glover's dad. You probably doubted my showbiz credentials listening to this. And I don't like to boast about things. I'm not a man that likes to blow his own trumpet.
Yeah.
But Crispin Glover's dad is friends with me on Facebook.
I can't remember the content of the wall post, but it was all in capital letters.
Yeah, mostly capital letters, yeah. But it was good. It wasn't like, fuck off. It was positive. It was encouraging.
Yeah, but it felt like he was shouting at you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what most of his posts are kind of like. He teaches an acting class on a weekly basis in LA, and I thought, if I'm ever out there... mates, race?
Joe! Nice to see you, Joe!
So I'd just like to reiterate that I am friends with Crispin Glover's dad on Facebook. I actually mentioned that a lot less than I should. It's sort of only sort of... two or three times a week.
He's probably opened most conversations with it.
I should get it on a t-shirt. If we ever did merch, I think I am friends, Facebook friends with Crispin Glover's dad would be on the first t-shirt.
Yeah. Hey, Joel. Hey, mate. How about you give me another one of those film ideas?
Righto. This one's from Simon.
Oh,
cheers,
Simon.
Si. Big Si. Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Wait for it. As in Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, I'm on board. I'm here. Let's
fucking
go.
Funky Merlin.
Funky Merlin.
He's there.
What's the story of the Knights of the Round Table?
Right. Settle in, mate.
For Do you know it?
History.
Oh, great.
King Arthur.
Oh, you were so ballsy.
King Arthur.
Yeah.
Found a rock in a stone. No, yeah. He didn't. He didn't find a rock in a stone.
Edward Stonehands was there.
Yeah. King Arthur found a sword in the stone that had not been pulled out by anyone.
Sword in the Stone, by the way, is the name of the film where Edward Scissorhands kills Edward Stonehands.
So, finds a sword that no one's ever going to take out of the stone. And everyone in Britain's like, mate, if you can take that out, you can be king because you've proven yourself kingly. So he does it, he pulls it out. Everyone's like, fuck, he's done it. And no sort of explanation of where this sword's come from, but there we are. Maybe, you know, a
you
former
just
king.
You one, couldn't you?
Yeah, you probably could, yeah. Anyway, so he's now the king. Mate, a king can't rule on his own.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
They've tried in the past. They've never succeeded.
Yeah.
So he needs, like, a cool gang of merry men. But not the merry
not
men. Because they come later on.
Yeah.
And so he gets together some of his best knights. Lancelot.
Yeah.
Stabalot. Sir Killalot. Matilda. Chaos
Shut.
2.
Sergeant Bashman.
Sergeant Bash.
I said
Bashman.
I said Bashful, even worse.
Oh, no way. Sergeant Bashful's in the Beano. He's the short-lived war hero in the Beano. Sergeant Bashman. Chaos 2.
Sergeant Bashman in Boogie Nights is very confusing because I'd imagine he's not really enjoying the music.
And lastly, Chronic the Wedgehog. That's the name, my favourite name of a Robot Wars robot ever.
Yeah.
Who was your favourite Robot Wars robot? Like, Chaos 2 like reigned supreme for many years, I seem to remember.
I don't know if this says a lot about me, but I seem to remember I enjoyed the house robots most.
Why don't you like the little man?
So Sir Killalot, the one with the flamethrower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The three greatest robots in Robot Wars history, don't at me, Hypnodisc, Chaos 2, Razor.
Last week we had hardcore listing on. Do you think you could... Hi guys, I've got an idea for an episode.
Mate,
top
I would...
five robots and Robot Wars.
Those shows, they're quite lengthy shows. They ain't seen nothing yet.
An hour
per
robot, yeah.
Honestly, anyway, where were we, mate? The Knights of the Round Table. So, they like dancing. Boogie Nights.
I really wanted...
The Round Table's Hypnodisc.
Who's the villain in the Knights of the Round Table?
I think it's various villains. I don't know if there's an actual villain from the mythology.
All I'm saying is I'd like a bit where one of the villains managed some sort of sheriff style character, not of Nottingham, tries to outlaw dance music. And
so we're in Footloose territory now.
Yeah, I guess. But the reason I want this is because then they go to Merlin, who's a DJ who produces vinyls with his magic.
Nice.
You like that, don't you? Right?
I'm really into it. Yeah, Merlin played by Rick Rubin.
Yeah. Rick Rubin with those star sunglasses.
Big time. Massive pointy hat. Love that pointy hat. Literally only for wizards and dunces. Isn't it?
Are you an idiot? No, you're a wizard. It's fine. So I just checking.
And that's they're actually each end of an official spectrum.
Of intelligence?
Yeah.
Oh, and magic.
Yeah, intelligence and magic. Yeah. Dunces is the bottom of every spectrum. They are.
Poor guys.
They are.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, so we've had this tweet in from Alec Cockrum, right? And he's tweeted us, but then he's like subtweeted, is that what you call it? From a lady called Nivea, who's like blue tick and everything, right?
Whoa!
Yeah, she formerly of EW, right? And she tweeted, not to us, but Alec informed us of it, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, nice. And we've credited her.
Yeah, so her pitch is Mordor, he wrote, Tolkien's wife, Edith, solves mysteries in Oxford while he writes books.
Now, I like that. I like that. It's a serviceable pun, and that's basically all I'm here for.
Yeah.
But
without serviceable puns, where would we be?
Wouldn't we rather murder mysteries in Middle Earth?
Yeah.
Come on.
What? Like, why would you be investigating deaths in, like, a lawless land?
Because it isn't lawless after everything that happens.
Oh, fine.
Peace has been restored, so the murders highly suspicious.
Okay.
You intrigued?
Yeah. Colour me intrigued, Joel.
Colour me intrigued. I think it'd be great.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I think it would be great, but I think, imagine if you've got someone smarter than us. Maybe someone like Nivea.
To do this podcast.
To come up with the ideas. So, like, there's, like, orc murders. There you go. That's this elevator pitch. Mate, orc murders.
Yeah.
And then you just go Lord of the Rings.
Perfect.
Kick me out of the lift.
Yeah, so this one's from Martin.
Hi, Martin.
Hey, Martin. He suggested, this is a bit surreal, right? He wants a Barry Chuckle biopic.
Yeah.
Biopic or biopic? It's got to be biopic, isn't it?
Biopic.
Difficult, because one of them's a yogurt. It's tough, isn't it?
Yakult.
Yeah, but it's a bio...
Yakult.
Yeah, so it's tricky, is what I'm saying. Anyway, so Barry Chuckle likes yogurt. So this film's about Barry Chuckle, but the film's up to the point he meets Paul Chuckle. So it's the formative years of Barry Chuckle.
I assume we're taking artistic license and we're not going to Google to find out when they actually met.
I kind of feel like they were birthed at the same time.
Yeah, same.
In a similar way to the Uruk-hai are in Lord of the Rings. They were just sort of carved out of the mud.
So, like, but let's say for the sake of argument, it's like 18.
Yeah.
So we're following a 17, 18.
It's kind of like the film Nowhere Boy.
Yeah, it's exactly like the film Nowhere Boy. Except instead of, like, coming up with songs, he's moving furniture by himself.
Yeah, instead
saying,
of a guitar, he's
me.
Got a stepladder. Just to me. I was going
to
make that joke. Because it is the only joke.
That's it.
It's the only joke.
Thanks, Martin, for letting us make that joke.
It's a lot of slapstick fun, but only about half as much as you can expect for the rest of his life.
All of that. Half slapstick stuff. Great. I'm on board. Take me to the final scene.
He's just been booed off at Edinburgh. And he comes.
He only did a half-hour show.
He comes side of stage and he thinks he can hear everyone booing. And he looks in the front row, pause there, on his feet, applauding. To me, to you, to be continued. Right, should we have our suggestions?
Yes.
I'm going to go first.
Good,
because I fancy it. Wayne's World.
Yeah,
it's good, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you know how it would be better?
What?
Put the rock in it. Dwayne's World.
I really like Dwayne's World.
Dwayne's World would be fucking amazing, wouldn't it? It'd be so good.
So it's him in a long black wig.
I'd sort of pictured him with Mike Myers, but I'm happy to replace Mike Myers and do a shot-for-shot remake with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Or it's the original film, but we just blue-screen The Rock into the background of all the shots. And just be like, what?
I'd be up for that. I think Dwayne's World would be a semi-serviceable Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yeah.
If he ever had to host it.
If he had to host it. He's hosted it.
Well, why didn't they do Dwayne's World? I'll tell you why, mate. Dipping standards. Because they could get Mike Myers back. It's fucking genius.
Yeah, Dwayne's World is great. I'm on board.
If anyone's got any contacts at Saturday Night Live, put me in touch.
What happens in Wayne's World that would be better with The Rock? I mean, everything.
What doesn't happen in Wayne's World that would be better with The Rock? I'm not going any further than this. Dwayne's World, what's your suggestion?
Right. I don't know whether to try and describe the film or to give you the title first. Let's go with the title.
Do half and half.
On Her Majesty's Secret Self-Service Checkout.
Yes.
So, right. So M calls Bond into his office she's like, it's still Judi Dench.
Of course. we haven't moved on.
Yeah. And she goes, this is the biggest case you'll ever have to work on. It's pretty crazy. And they show some CCTV footage. And it turns out that the Queen, on the weekend, to entertain herself, likes to pretend to be a commoner, but it's all staged and set up.
So actors in the supermarket and stuff.
Exactly. And so the footage, and it's the Queen, and she's like, oh, look, I'm buying beans like a normal person. Woo!
You ever heard the Queen speak?
Oh, I'm buying beans.
That's quite good.
And then, yeah, and then so the checkout boy's like, your mom, and they're all sworn to secrecy because it wouldn't look very good. And one of them is about to spill the beans, or the CCTV tape has
gone missing. Come on, because they're readily available in supermarkets.
I didn't even. Or the cassette's gone missing, and Bond has to find it before it comes out in all the newspapers that the Queen likes to pretend to be a person on the weekend. Like, that would be really bad.
Yeah.
It's just not good PR, mate. It's not good PR.
No.
So, yeah, and then Bond has to kind of... And there's some quips, I assume. We've discussed this in the first episode.
Yeah, spill the beans will be one, won't it? He'll kill someone and say, clean up an R4.
Yes.
Won't he? With blood spilling everywhere.
That's cheap. I love a closed room mystery. And we can make this a closed room mystery because
put in a massive Asda superstore.
Because all of the tapes have the little security barcode inside them. Mm-hmm. So if they left the building, all the alarms would have gone off and they would be dead. So Bond knows that the person with the tape is still in the supermarket.
Oh, yes.
So he makes his way through every one of the people at the supermarket, killing them, even the innocent ones.
While quipping.
And that is the best film that we've come up with this week.
I agree. Best film we've come up with at all.
Oh.
You win.
Wow.
Right. Congratulations.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah. It wasn't easy, mate. You've worked bloody hard on that.
Thank you, mate.
That's all right. Anyway, that's kind of all we've got time for now. I would like to remind you to subscribe to the podcast and review it 5 stars on iTunes and sort of to stop people in the street and tell them how excellent it is. And we'd really, really like you to suggest some films. So tweet us at Dream Factory Pod. Any kind of mad film suggestion. It doesn't just have to be a pun. Don't feel the pressure of how excellent our puns are.
Yeah.
You can just give us something kind of surreal, like the train spotting idea. Anything, really, you'd like to see never make it to the silver screen. Anyway, we know it's time to wrap up because there is a knock at the studio door and it's Funky Merlin.
Funky Merlin.
He's here. He's brought Rick Wakeman along. They're going to lay down his first album. I can't wait for it, mate.
In a podcast studio.
Why
not? Revolutionary audio.
He's a magician, mate. He can make this room whatever the fuck he wants. I don't even really know why he's booked a studio.
Idiot! Piss off!
Oh, he's just turned John into a frog. Oh, you and I have just eaten a lot of shit.
John and I both bought a packet of 4 sausage rolls, and halfway through Joel informed me that each one of those sausage rolls was worth 41% of our daily fat, and we had 4 and leftovers.
Good value for money.
Did you know? Actually, you'll love this, Joe. I feel this will be right up your street. Did you know that last year, Harvey from So Solid Crew and Christina Milian did a song together?
What?
Blew my
what
mind.
What is it?
Let me find it. It's not that good.
No, come on, mate. How many potatoes had Harvey had prior to recording?
Is that a reference I'm supposed to get?
Oh, mate. Harvey once ran over himself by falling out of his own car, and he said the reason was that he'd eaten 3 baked potatoes.
It's happened to us all.
Mate, yeah. That's an impressive effort, isn't it? Even if they're those relatively small ones.
Was he having a psychotic episode brought on by too many potatoes? What?
No, I think what happened is he'd eaten 3 baked potatoes and therefore was just... You know when you got really, really bloated and you can't really do anything? He just flopped out of his car, but the car was already in motion, so... Rolled over himself. I should clarify, it happened on his drive. It wasn't like he was going 80 down the motorway.
I assumed as
chomping
much.
On baked potatoes. Been to Spudgy-like drive-through.
Throwing Tupperware out the window. Right, here we go.
Spudgy-like. Is that there is one in the Westfield in Stratford, and I often think, is that the last Spudgy-like in the UK? It's putting up a brave fight. Do you remember Spudgy-like?
No.
Mate, it was in food courts everywhere.
In the town where I grew up was a Wimpy, and I'm pretty sure it's one of the last few surviving Wimpys.
Yeah, Wimpy's making a big comeback, apparently.
Apart from in our town where it's closing down.
Yeah, it's closing down, yeah.
Right, here we go. Should I just cut to some good stuff?
This is the good stuff.
Ain't no me without you. After all we've been through, you give me every reason to believe it's true.
This is shit.
I'll get to the Harvey bit for you. A bit garagey.
I'm like, I'll take it back. He's doing a Craig David style comeback, isn't he?
Anyway, so my favourite thing on it is this is a comment from 6 months ago, and I'm reading it out phonetically. Oi, the gyal is paying like hot food.
I love hot food. It's my favourite sort of food.
Is it paying? Do you think that hot food is paying?
Yeah. Listen. It's not the noise the microwave makes. It's done. John, how many spudulites do you reckon there are within a 25-mile radius of where we are right now?
Right. So
should we introduce a quiz feature?
Yeah, tweet us at Dream Factory Pod. Give us a film suggestion and put a number of spudulites. We should tell them we're roughly in Old Street for reference.
Well, we're going to reveal it now. How many spudulites do you reckon are within a 25-mile radius?
So when someone asks you a question of, like, how much is something, like, oh, I got this bargain, guess how much it cost? And then you go, a penny. Mm. And they go, well, it was $3.99. Yeah. Now you've moved
it's
like
a car,
dick.
So you've really embarrassed me.
25 miles. Mm.
That's a lot. That's a long way, mate.
14.
6.
Whoa, none.
Hard times for spudulite, man. I remember back in the day, there used to be one at the Saver Centre in Hempstead Valley.
Yeah.
So shout out everyone that remembers that spudulite, that specific spudulite. No idea what happened to it, but I never ate there, so.
It was like Starbucks. There was at least 3 in every town.
Yeah, I think spudulites had its heyday.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised to see there's that many going, to be honest. Anyway, just tweet us your spudulite memories. So what we'd like from you this week, hashtag spud I like. And we just want to hear your best spudulite memories, like toppings, locations, your mum taking you there because it was the healthy alternative to the Burger King in the same food court. Just generally all of your spudulite memories.
So is it like a Subway for baked potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a good idea, really.
Yeah.
But I love baked potatoes.
Let's bring it back.
What, the baked potato?
Yeah. They'll be like Guardian think pieces. These guys have brought back the baked potato.
Here's what we do. We get sponsored by Spudulike. First up, easy. Secondly, Harvey becomes the face of Spudulike.
Yeah, finally.
There we go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.